looks like Hillary Clinton will get a very, very slightly more number of delegates than Bernie Sanders. So she will be able to say that she won, but Sanders will be able to say this was a virtual tie, and that's good news for him too. On the Republican side, it was quite exciting, because I think we sort of assumed with the two major public opinion polls, both highly respected, saying Trump would win, that he would likely win, but the polls are not always correct. Last night was one of those instances. So you end up with Ted Cruz with 28%, Trump with 24%, and right behind Trump is Marco Rubio, 23%. He could be the one to watch for.
I saw him getting a lot of attention last night, mainly from his own doing, from the lengthy speech that he ended up giving. What's the sense that you're getting coming from his camp right now?
Well, if you don't like Trump and you don't like Cruz, and there are many people in the GOP who feel that way, then you have to go to Marco Rubio, most likely, unless you want your vote probably basically not to count. Rubio is in the discussion now. That's what he wanted to do yesterday. I think he actually did better than he expected. I think the last poll by the new Des Moines Register had him at 16. I was talking to one of his advisors. I said, I bet you want to get out in the high teens. He ends up with 23, so that's a big jump for him.
And with the Clinton-Sanders back and forth, they've been trading places in polls, in different polls in different states for a long time now. And then the first results that we see last night, really close. I saw you tweet that you saw some reports that 5 delegates were actually awarded by coin toss.
Yeah, they do have a procedure. If it's even, you do the coin toss. And reportedly, I've not been able to confirm this, but this comes from reliable reporters, so it's a bit of secondhand information. Reportedly, there were 5 instances where a delegate was to be determined by a coin toss, and Hillary Clinton won all 5 coin tosses. So this is like maybe like the lottery for her last night.
Have you seen anything like this in terms of this? I know we're still a long way out, and a lot of the campaigns will be continuing, but with seemingly such an evenly divided field of these just 2 candidates on the Democrats.
Oh, yeah. Well, last time in 2012, you had Mitt Romney declaring victory on caucus night, and it turned out Rick Santorum got more votes. We learned that in the end. So there have been some close races before. This, though, is one of the closest.
And on the Democratic side, of course, very different. You only have the 2 candidates now, with O'Malley officially dropping out, but still a lot of candidates on the GOP side. Huckabee dropped out last night. What's kind of the status of where we're standing with the campaigns in general going to New Hampshire now?
Well, New Hampshire is just 1 week afterwards, so I think most of these candidates will stay in the race. I think you could get 3 or 4 people drop out after New Hampshire, after the first 2 weeks. If you have very poor performances the first 2 weeks without any real hope in the future of doing well, I think that's when you may call it quits.
All right. Well, we've got to turn our attention immediately here to New Hampshire, and I know they're already getting ready and making their way that way. So anything we need to be keeping an eye on for that you've noticed that is a little off the beaten path there?
Well, I mean, you'll see Bernie Sanders do very well there. He will very likely win. It's right next to Vermont, so he has lots of local support. So the Democratic race should not be that close. If it's close, then Sanders is having trouble. On the GOP side, the 3 who did well yesterday, see how they do next week. It's a different state with different voters and different matters that they care about. So, you won't have the big evangelical group that you had in Iowa, in New Hampshire, so that will hurt Cruz a bit. But Rubio's the one to look for right now. Will he become the candidate for the people who don't want either Cruz or Trump?